Module 3. Exercise 3, page 29.
I'm really glad we decided to visit the Science and Exploration Museum today, George.
Me too, Wendy. The leaflet I got at the entrance says there are over 1,000 exhibits here.
It's a pity we came so late. The museum closes in 2 hours. Anyway, let's start by visiting the permanent exhibits.
Okay, apparently one of these sections is on Albert Einstein. He's a real hero of mine.
Really? I don't know much about him. He was a German physicist, wasn't he?
Yes, that's right. But did you know that he wasn't always a genius? According to a biography I read about him, when he was a child, he did very poorly at school.
Well, children develop at different stages. My brother, for example, couldn't speak until he was 4, but now he's at university.
You're right. Einstein developed in his early teens. He wrote his first research paper at 16. Many years later, of course, he went on to win the Nobel Prize in Physics.
Look at this exhibit, George. It says that Einstein was involved in the invention of the atomic bomb. Are you sure he's the type of person you'd call a hero?
Well, that's not entirely true. He did some research that scientists used to develop the atomic bomb. But he wasn't closely involved in its creation. In fact, he wrote a letter to American President Roosevelt asking him never to use the bomb.
Wow, there's so much I didn't know about Einstein.
Well, let's have a closer look at the exhibits, and I'm sure you'll learn more.